Well, really like the start of our game, and I really like the finish, and I really like the part in between too. that was a solid one.
Can a stretch like the second period almost backfire when you're that dominating but don't score?
Well, that was one of the most impressive things to me is the way that we were. I mean, we came out with the right focus right from the third period. And, you know, we had a power play and we didn't have a lot of success on it. But you know, it's quite easy to deviate. It's quite easy to, you know, to stray, and we didn't. I mean, we just kept out, you know, kept coming out with the same focus. And I mean, what more can you say about Miko's line coming out and starting that way, and you know, and really setting the tone, obviously.
You guys, I think you held them for more than
23
minutes total without a shot.
Was
there anything like that?
Yeah, I can't say I've seen a lot. I mean, you know, what I really liked about this game was that we were able to put last game behind us and quickly move on to this one. And, you know, turn our sights and our focus onto how we have to come out and how we have to be ready to play this one. And it's so crucial this year. And it's the same thing now. You know, we have to feel good about this game and we have to build off it and know that, you know, if we play this way that we're capable of that. But at the same time, we've got a new challenge the next day. And so keeping yourself grounded is important too.
All the talk about the goal scoring, but you guys have been one of the stingiest teams in the league. I mean, how pleased are you with just that?
Well, you know what? The better we play with the puck, you know, the better that we execute, the better we get to our game, the more goals we're going to score, but the less the other team is going to get. And that's what we have to stay focused on. And, you know, I really like the way that we played without the puck. I really like the way, you know, I thought we were really aggressive and pressuring and physical when we needed to be, but we had good structure. But to me, it was just this was another level of our execution tonight, and that was the biggest difference. I mean, if you have the puck and if you're doing the right things with the puck, then it makes it awfully difficult.
For all the talk about Hall and revenge and all of that, was it nice to just play a hockey game?
We were going to do that anyways, to be honest with you. I mean, we want to play physical on everybody's top players, no matter who's out there. But, you know, this game for us was about getting 2 points. And, I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to all our players because we were focused. We were ready for this one.
As a competitor now, you go to Chicago, obviously the hottest team going on an incredible streak. Do you, as a competitor, do you welcome that challenge?
I love it. Yeah, I'm excited about it for sure. But it's going to be a good one.
What do you think it's going to take to beat them in their building?
You know what? We just have to play our game, and we're a darn good team too. So we'll spend the next 2 days. Obviously, we'll look at Chicago, and we know what they're capable of, and we'll make sure our players are aware of what they do, but we go into that game with the understanding that we're a good team, and if we do what we're supposed to do, then we'll be good.
Every game is a new game, but you've got to be in the Oilers' heads with the, you know, how what many games you've won against them in this building. Is that the worst part of realignment, is you might not have as many home games with them?
No, I haven't thought about that, believe me. I mean, our travel is not easy, and again, that's another thing for me. I give our players an awful lot of credit for that, you know, traveling a couple time zones, and we didn't have the luxury of having a practice yesterday, 3 games in 4 nights, so to come out like that shows a lot of mental toughness from our guys.
Charlie Coyle had a couple points tonight. Can you talk about how happy you are with just tonight and overall?
Well, you know what? That was important for me that he did get rewarded. That line together, you know, and Miko and Zach have done a phenomenal job with that kid. I think that they really see what he's bringing to the table, the little things that he does day in and day out. And they've been very supportive, you know, for the line hasn't been getting a lot of offense lately. So it would be real easy for, you know, a lot of top players or, you know, first liners to start to get frustrated. But it's been the complete opposite. They've been helping him along. And, you know, we just felt it was a matter of time. You know, he's playing the game the right way. And if you keep doing the right thing, then eventually you'll get rewarded.